Thank you, God, so much for having us all be together tonight. Please bless everyone, whichever way they give, whether it's thought, deed, action, or material, God, please let it return to them, keep up and running over in whatever area they need. And in Jesus' name we ask this, amen.
Talk amongst yourself. Yeah, I want to tell you that we brought a lot of treats, a lot of special beverages or things that you have with treats. So if you've endured this, you deserve it. After the show. We're going to sing a song. Does anybody have a request while we get ready to bring Millie up?
9th, you've seen all the other classes. We're the last small but powerful group. And the reason I think that we have so much fun is because of Millie, and that's tonight why we're honoring her and thanking her. And I got something that was on the email a long time ago, and I've been waiting for this night so I could read this to Millie because I thought it was so nice. It's perfect. Just you tell me if it's not. A strong woman works out every day to keep her body in shape. But a woman of strength builds relationships to keep her soul in place.
Oh.
A strong woman isn't afraid of anything, but a woman of strength shows courage in the midst of her fear. A strong woman won't let anyone get the best of her, but a woman of strength gives the best of herself to everyone. A strong woman makes mistakes and avoids the same in the future. A woman of strength realizes life's mistakes can be also so unexpected that there are blessings and she capitalizes on them. A strong woman wears a look of confidence on her face, but a woman of strength wears grace. A strong woman has faith that she is strong enough for the journey, but a woman of strength has faith that it is in the journey that she will become strong. Yours.
Ruthie,
we'd like to thank you for always being here on Wednesday. We have Monday night class for helping us out tonight, because we really needed you since we didn't have any music.
Y'all, I know you don't have to do anything. I enjoy it so much.
We know you do, but we're very appreciative, every Wednesday night. Show up. And that little motorized thing of yours, so great.
Thank you, everybody.
You're so welcome.
And Matt, what a great job. Unexpected changes, and he whooped this up himself in this last minute tonight.
But you know, we're doing God's work. It's taking life the easy way. So, I think you all took life the easy way. You did wonderful God's work. Thank you, baby. Now, with Georgina putting these books together, anybody that's new, our little lady with the fancy leg back there, honey, and Barbara, these are just, I take the quiet time and ask the angels to help me write thoughts that we can use for class. So some of those are in here, and the address of all our class members and phone numbers, and hopefully we didn't miss anybody. And the indents and the little story that each of the indents gave, they're all in this little glass book that we call the class book. And Georgina put it together with pretty red paper. So Georgina.
I actually have one, Millie.
You mean you took one?
Of course. I just took a matter of fact. One for upstairs, one for downstairs. They're really good at half the class lessons for all the year, and then people got their Indian guide and their little things, and then it's just like our spiritual family address book. It's really nice.
Anybody that we know that's not here that we're friends to? We don't see anybody that's not here? And Stella? Marcus, you got Marcus?
Nancy.
You got Marcus for you? Any of the class members here tonight that didn't get a book? Okay, honey. Anybody else that is a class member that didn't get a book? So we're okay, huh? I have class members that's out there, some in North Carolina and different places, and I send them a book each year. So we can use the extra ones, but anyhow, this is our last class night. All of our classes have completed now. The kids are wonderful. I'm discombobulated. I'm discombobulated. That is a word, isn't it?
Yes. Very important.
What does it mean?
I'm not sure, but I have certainly been experiencing being discombobulated with each of the classes. And you know, I always kind of feel a little bit sad when class is over. because I know we'll never have that same nugget again. It'll always be different. Each year it's a little different. But I just thank God every day for my life, and thank God every day that we all have each other. We all have each other. And now that I don't know what I'm doing, maybe we could, let's sing something and then... Okay, let's do Zippity Doodle. We don't need the books.
No, we don't need
them. Come on, little Susie, we got Zippity Doodle going, honey. We were going along the car tonight, and the traffic was so thick that we couldn't hardly move. Right, Susie? So we started singing Zippity Doodle, and all the cars speeded up. We got all the way. And Susie will vouch for it. Is that right, Susie?
You thought I looked in the rearview mirror and said, "Who's that crazy lady, little girl?"
But you ask her, now look at that little girl. You know she wouldn't fit. Go ahead, honey. Tell them about Zippity Doodle.
Come on here. We got another chance for you. Come on. Our main singers.
Okay.
What's your name? Veronica. Here we go.
Okay. Zippity Doodle. Ready?
It's 43 if you're looking for
it. Oh, she's even got it memorized.
Yeah, I do.
Stand Now this is the time when we want to do our best to practice mediumship. And thank you if you let us practice on you. We're thankful. So again, when we come to you, know that we're only doing our best. So only accept what feels right. But could we start with prayer by stand and say together the 23rd Psalm? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.